Well, we've made it to the joy of Easter. What an experience. This is my first time as a priest getting to celebrate all of these sacred mysteries. And you know what has hit me hardest is all of you. All of you who love Jesus and put your faith in him. You have no idea how inspiring that is from my side. And so I simply want to express my gratitude. Thank you for letting me be part of it. Thank you for letting me celebrate this wonderful Easter season with you. A little over a year ago, I got to visit the Holy Land. I got to visit Jerusalem. And I was fortunate enough to do it as a pilgrim. I got to visit all of the holy sites of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. I got to see the places where Jesus walked, where he taught his disciples, where he prayed, where he healed people. I got to visit the sites where he suffered, or where he was put to death, and where he was ultimately buried on this earth. The place that is most profound, though, is that last place. It's a place called the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It's a church that houses both the place of his death, Golgotha, where he was crucified, as well as the place that he was buried, which we call the Holy Sepulchre. The tomb itself is nothing more than just a little chapel built over this stone cave. And simply enough, inside is just a flat, polished stone in which you lay somebody's dead body on. People from all over the world, believers, non-believers, every walk of life, every religion, all come to see this empty tomb. Quite literally, there's nothing else to see. It's empty. And that is the wonderful good news for us today. The tomb is empty. If there was someone in the tomb rather than no one, our faith would be utterly hopeless and pointless. But the tomb is empty. Jesus is resurrected from the dead. And so, seeing the tomb now empty, we are all invited to believe in faith a little more that Jesus really did resurrect from the dead, that he really is who he says he is in the scriptures and in the prophets, and that he really is truly God and truly man. The same was true for the Apostle John in today's gospel that we just heard. After hearing the news that the stone has been rolled away and Jesus' body is gone, him and Peter run to the tomb. And what do they find? Nothing. It's empty. They find the tomb empty. John does not see Jesus' dead body. His eyes are open, right? He's looking. He's physically looking. But there's nothing to see. Yet the scripture says that he believes. And it's because John now sees with his new eyes, the eyes of faith. And what he experiences in that moment is that the emptiness of the tomb is the greatest proof that we have that Jesus is resurrected from the dead. And so today we celebrate Easter with great joy, not just because Jesus resurrected from the dead 2,000 years ago. No, our joy runs much deeper than that. Because we know now, with the eyes of faith, that if we want to find Jesus, if we are looking where Jesus is, we desire to see him. Now we know where to look. Everyone, it is in your emptiness, in my emptiness, in that place in your heart where you become discouraged, disheartened, where you feel all alone, like there's nothing there or no one there, that Jesus desires to show you his resurrection. He wants to give you his eternal life. And it's precisely in that place of emptiness that becomes our greatest hope and joy. Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you would die for me. And thank you for giving me the gift of your eternal life through your resurrection.